No, but Vista Wife, that's now verified on Instagram with 100,000 followers, needs to take her Louis Vuitton.
Before your mum and dad found out, what if it was like your mum, dad, auntie? Like a close family?
That'd be quite
family.
Weird if my mum, dad, and auntie. Well, what would you do? Mum? Dad? Auntie?
Cool.
I'm just not a fan of your hair. I'm sorry.
You're starting that now.
Yeah.
So I got some new crimpers. And Gage went, what the fuck have you done to your hair? I'm like, thanks, I'm ready to go on camera right now.
Reminds me of like primary disco sort of stuff. You want to just crimp your hair?
Big fish, little fish, cowboy box. Big fish, little fish, cowboy. Anyways,
guys, welcome back to episode 15 of the Swing Hub podcast. I'm Gage.
I'm Olivia, and what a great start. We're already fucking up.
This is not professional, I keep telling everyone already. If I'm being honest with you, I don't have a fuck what we're talking about. I don't have a fuck.
You have no idea what we're talking about.
I have no idea what we're talking about today.
We have just pressed record.
For fuck it, let's go for it.
Let's go for it.
This is the best way. It's all natural, baby.
All natural. It's good job someone kind of knows what we're talking about, though.
Yeah?
Yeah?
What are we talking about?
We're talking about... I'm going to go straight into my story and then you'll...
And then we'll figure it
then
out from there.
Then you'll figure it out from there.
Because we are absolutely clueless, aren't we?
I'm not clueless.
Just before you start, you remember when we first started this? We were like, we'll have a strategy. We'll know what we're talking about. We're going to book in these people. We're going to have everything laid out. And then now it's like, shit, I've got to go to work tomorrow. We need to do a podcast. Let's just sit down and have a chat for an hour.
We did kind of say like, oh, so I'm going to work. It's Tuesday. I'm going to work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So obviously the podcast needs to be out on the Sunday. So we're kind of like... Oh, yes. Let's get it done. But first, how was your weekend? Did you have a good one?
Yeah.
Why are you being awkward?
What did I do the weekend? What? Oh, we went to Townhouse, didn't we? We went to Townhouse.
Did you actually genuinely forget what we did this weekend?
You never asked me how my weekend is. You never asked me how I am.
Because I am with you all the time. I don't need to ask you how your weekend really went because I was with you.
You really, really threw me off then.
Did you have a good weekend at Townhouse? We drove all the way to Liverpool, well, the Wirral, Birkenhead. And it took us quite a while.
It
didn't
did.
It?
Yeah, so we attended a Sex Pistols event, which was called Pure, up in Townhouse. And yeah, I had a good time.
Yeah, it was a good, we had a really good time. We met some really good people. We met our friends, Jen and Mark.
Audrey, Jen and Mark.
Because they're from up there, so they met us up there. So it was nice. And we also met our other friends as well there. So it was nice just to get to explore Townhouse and meet the people from up there, up north.
Exactly.
Very up north is that.
Which was really strange because we booked into the hotel and there were everybody dressed up to the nines in dresses and glitter suit jackets. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But obviously Eurovision was on.
It was the Eurovision. So it was really busy in Liverpool. That's why it took us so long to get there.
But you could like differentiate the people that was going to Townhouse. Because we stayed at the Village Hotel. And it's only up the road from Townhouse. Mm-hmm. And me and the friend that we was going with, we was waiting for you and his missus to get ready because you take forever.
No, to be fair, no. I was ready, nearly ready. And then my curlers died on me halfway through the hairstyle. So I'd done this like one layer of curls. And then the rest of the curls, it just died on me. It just went and died. So I was proper like panicking. I was like, what am I actually going to do right now? That's why I was late. But yeah, carry on.
Sorry for talking while you were telling a shit story. Sorry. No, I apologise. I'm sorry.
Everybody wants to know the melodrama.
Yeah, yeah, that's a big drama. Jeez.
It's a massive drama.
There's nothing worse in the world than your bloody curlers breaking, is there?
That's why I've got some new ones with crimps. To crimp the hair.
All right. so you could between people going to the townhouse and people going to Eurovision. And we was outside having a vape, having a drink, and there were a woman walking past us, and it looked like she had one of them like old spy jackets, you know, like the big long coats, like
a Mac.
The, like a what?
A Mac.
A Mac.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, a Mac.
Like Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
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 But it was
Inspector Gadget.
But it was blue.
Right.
And he went, I wonder if she's going to townhouse. I said, she is. He went, how do you know? And the big giveaway is the fishnets at the bottom. You ladies always forget the bottom parts, don't you? Yeah. I said, I bet you she's got nothing underneath that.
To be fair, that was a really clever idea because I'd bought a new dress for the event. But by the time we'd literally got in,
yeah,
like it's dressed down straight away for this event, I was like, but I bought a new dress.
Yeah, we dressed down. But we got welcomed, and the host, Nancy and Sid, was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for hosting us. We felt very welcome and having us, which was nice. So it's only cool. Do you know what? My biggest pet peeve with, obviously, when we speak about things, about when we visit places, we like to be non-biased, right? And I'm not going to glorify townhouse, say it's the best venue ever, because it's not the best venue ever that we've ever been to. You know, we've been to better places. What I will say, so the good things about townhouse is extremely welcoming. The people and the members at townhouse, so friendly. Like I felt like I was at home pretty much. You know, it was all hello, welcome. Everybody would say hello and chat, and everybody just had like really warm hearts. The downside is that if you arrive a little bit later, you know, they say, would you like a locker? And I'm like, yeah, I want a locker. And you have to pay £10 for a locker key. I am not kidding you. They said to me, they was like, all right, you won't get one of the big lockers. You'll get like a small locker. And they looked at Liv's bag and they was like, you probably won't fit that in there. And I'm like, I'll fit it in there. A small locker. Yeah. And we go up to the third floor because it's townhouse, of course. And I've got my key and I'm looking for my number. I am not kidding you. If you imagine that were a square, that was the size of the locker. You could just put your phone and your keys in there.
It was just a phone, key, wallet kind of situation, wasn't it?
I felt a little bit like I got scammed. Like, I've just paid you £10 and you've given me a square locker literally that big. Yeah?
Yeah. So, to be fair, and we wasn't that late, was we, either? So, and I'd got a bag and things like that. And
but for me, like, you know, and I was just like, don't offer me a locker where I can't put my valuables in. Like, I want to put my clothes in there, my shoes, your bag. Mm-hmm. Like, don't offer me a locker and take £10 off me. Even though they knocked it off at the end, you know, off the bill, you know, with what we spent. Mm-hmm. I just felt a little bit like, oh, come on. Take them fucking lockers out. No one's using them lockers.
I think that's the problem with quite a lot of clubs, though. They don't have a lot of locker space, and that is a downfall. Because we have been to events and other events that there's not been locker spaces.
Do you know who has got a lot of locker spaces? Abfabs.
Abfabs, oh
fuck
my
God. Lockers are us.
You will never get there like at 10 o'clock at night and there will always be a locker available for you, won't there? There
was absolutely
lockers
phenomenal.
Upon lockers because it's an old gym. And that's why there's lockers upon lockers enough.
But phenomenal.
That's a problem, I think, with a lot of clubs, that there's not a lot of locker spaces. Like, so if you do get there maybe an hour and a half after opening, you're not guaranteed to get a locker.
But it's like you compare it. So if we're talking about randomly about locker spaces now in clubs, that, you know, compared to Vanilla Alternative is a good size. It's like a high school locker, like it's just about that big, but then you got a penthouse and they're bigger, but you're not always guaranteed one because they don't have that many.
No, we didn't get one last time.
We didn't get one last time.
We had to share.
And the work on this way, it works on a wristband and you just basically press it up against a button and it'll unlock. But then sometimes the locks don't work. So clubs, we need to fucking have a locker like
locker meeting. Review.
Right, we need to have a locker review. We need to fucking up this game on lockers. It dictates your night, I'm telling you.
To be fair, I need to start taking my swing hub little bag with me rather than my actual handbag.
Our friends did. They took their swing hub bag.
They could leave their clothes in a swing hub bag hung up on a thingy. No one's going to steal that. But when I take my...
No, but Vista wife, that's now verified on Instagram with 100,000 followers, needs to take her Louis Vuitton. Hello, guys. You know who I am? I'm Vista wife.
So I had my
Tesco bag it.
I'll swing hub bag it next time. I'm not going to put it all in my Louis. And I'm like, yeah, it's all well and good. My phone is worth less than my bag.
Yeah.
I don't want to put my phone in. I'm not bothered about this. This is insured.
But your bag's not.
Don't say that. Somebody will steal it next time they see it.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah. But you know what I really liked about townhouse is the consent. Like every kind of room that you had. So you've got your bunker beds, the bunk room.
Yes.
That we didn't go in, but we got shown around. And that was amazing because it was kind of like, you can go on the bunker beds if you're in a couple, but you have to, if you're a single, you have to be invited onto them. Otherwise, you're not allowed on them. And there's a really like... it's not close proximity kind of thing. So if somebody's watching, they're not on top of you.
Yeah.
And then obviously they've got to be invited in. And then same with the couples room as well. You can watch and there's people stood at the door. There was loads of people stood at the door watching. But if you're a single guy, you get invited in. And as soon as that couple's gone, right, I'm done with you now, basically. I'm done with you now. Sounded really bad.
Shoot.
I'm done with you. Oh my God. Rewind. Just basically, if you've kind of like it's come to an end and you want to move on, like what happened, I were playing with single guys and it came to an end and I wanted to then just play with you, purely you. They then kind of left. Because it's a couples only room, so it's really nice that you can invite people.
Tell us
in.
What happened at Townhouse. And
what happened at Townhouse?
Tom Hall played a key part in it.
So on a Sex Pistols Pure Night.
Wait a minute! Can we just get some context here? Can I just put some context?
What's the context?
The context is, excuse me. Every time we go to clubs, like Olivia, you know. Olivia loves a woman, don't you, love? Mm-hmm. And we do play with a lot of women. Like,
yeah, a lot of women. Yeah.
So for me, I'm like, hey, you know, if this is what happened, this is all good. But sometimes you just want to experience another guy sometimes. Mm-hmm. But when we go to clubs, like, I don't like to think, like, I'm a scary person or anything like that. But, you know, I think when you've got the husband there, like, I'm 6'1", I'm quite a broad build, you know, of who we are as well. If we're both together, no single guy, you know, from what we've experienced really has the balls to come up and say hello to you.
Yeah.
Or say hello to me. It's always in the background, right? And I went, we was in this like where all the music is and
the dance floor.
That's it, yeah.
All the music happens.
Everybody does all them funny shapes and stuff.
The dance floor.
And I was like, I'm going to go explore. I was like, Liv, I'm going to go to the dungeon. I said, I want to go down into the dungeon.
Yeah.
To go have a nosy. And because you was chatting to some other woman. Anyway, I came back after like 10 minutes. Nothing funky happened. I just went for a local little chat. And some guy was talking to you. And you seemed really into him. And then I obviously was like, right, I came in and basically told you that I was back and the guy was a bit like, not standoffish, but like, to me, looked
wary, intimidated.
He felt a little bit intimidated. Yeah. And I was like, right, okay. Because realization of how we live our lifestyle, we play with a lot of women. I was like, this is not fair that you were into this guy and then he's into you, but I'm just being that guy that's blocking it all. So I was like, I'm going to just stand back out of the room, keep popping my head in now and again just to make sure you're cool and see where it goes. So I ended up outside the ladies' toilets and a lady... Well, there were a queue of ladies outside the toilet and I got into, like, a good chinwag with them. Yeah?
Yeah.
And there was, like, Gage, what are you doing outside the girls' toilets? Just out of curiosity, I wasn't being a perv. I was like, funny story, my wife's talking to some single guy. She's into him, he's into her. But when I go there, it's a bit of a block. And they was like, oh my God, that's so nice. I said, I'm sexually open, baby. I understand what's going on. I was like, I checked on you. Looks like you're having a good time. I went upstairs, just to have a little nosy about, see what we're good. And when I was about to come downstairs, you two was coming upstairs. And you got a little adrenaline rush, didn't you?
To be fair, you before you went to the girls' toilet, you were like, it's okay with me, it's okay with me. I'm like, all right, calm down.
Yeah, because, you know, it's not often that you get to play with other guys.
Yeah.
Like, in a club environment.
But that's what we're saying, yeah. So, Sex Pistols, the Pure Events, they can invite single guys. So they have a selection of single guys, a selection of couples. I think everybody, it's like a... What am I trying to say? It's a everybody's welcome kind of party, isn't it, for a Saturday night? Because not many clubs on a Saturday night like single guys, and it's normally just couples and single women, isn't it? But it was, open for everyone. There was a really big, massive variety of people there, which
was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice to see.
Yeah. I had a good night. Yeah.
Quite a wild night, actually, wasn't it?
Quite a wild night.
You got it your fair share. I got my fair share.
What else happened?
What are you saying?
What else happened?
What do you mean?
We shouldn't talk about it because then people will be like, right, I'm definitely not doing anything with them because I'm
we'll never give away any names. Yeah. We'll never...
But it ended up being a very wild night, and it was a 4:30 bedtime. 4:30, 5.
Yeah, because we went back to the hotel, didn't we, and kind of just got a bit freaky.
And
again.
Had another wild night. Yeah,
yeah. We had a fuck it.
Really good time. Yeah.
Hey, we've been working hard. We play hard.
Yeah, I think we had a really good time. Just a nice weekend away. But on our way home from Townhouse, we drove past and went in to where the Swing Hub launch party is, didn't we?
At the venue.
We went to the Swing Hub launch party venue. We're just finalising some more details. And are we going to tell people?
That was a great experience. We walked around the venue. It was really nice. It's everything we wanted. But the manager had a few questions.
She did, because I emailed them and went, basically she asked me the name of the company, name of the event, and then all of a sudden I didn't get an email back and I was like, Gage, I've ruined it, I've told her the truth.
But this is the thing as well, is that we were straight up and honest with her, and you know, when she said, I've got a few questions,
yeah,
we said, what can we answer? What's your concerns? And she was like, we don't normally throw them sort of parties in. We was like, no. We understand where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. We get it. But this is not that type of party. Now, this party that we want to throw is 100% corporate, 100% professional. There will be none of that stuff whatsoever happening. And what it's actually about is, it's one, celebrating the app launch of Swing Hub. Of launching the app. Secondly, it's about actually bringing everyone that's played a key part of the app together. And it's, if you think about it, you know, people that buy tickets, they're not just coming to come to a black tie event. They're actually coming to like a networking venue.
Yeah.
Because they're going to meet owners of clubs and then owners of different parties and different people with different, you know, skills, and they can connect with different people. You know, it's much more than just an app launch party.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good night, and we can't wait to share it with you all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exciting times. Exciting times.
But yeah, shall we move on to my
story? Let's do it, baby.
So I had loads of stories to go through.
Are you going
to
save some of them for like the next?
Yeah.
I've got loads. So if your story's not featured,
not featured, I am literally, I've saved them in my notes, and they will be future.
Have you saved them on your Instagram with 100,000 followers. That's verified.
KG's so excited.
No. It's a big milestone. It is a 100,000 followers is a big milestone.
Yeah.
To be verified is a big milestone as well. It just shows work ethic and kind of where
you've got.
People
take us seriously now.
People do take us seriously. We'll drop a DM. We are getting a reply. Do you know what winds me up though? And because obviously Facebook and, well, it's Meta, they're rolling out the, everyone can be verified. You have to pay for it monthly.
Yeah.
Do we get a gold tick?
Gold tick. You're actually genuinely asking that question, aren't you? Anyways, listen to my story. And then this rolls on to my question as well. So I think it'll be a bit of a two-in-one. I thought I'd get a dirty innuendo out of that then, but you...
I was thinking it.
Okay. Shush. Hoosa. So, this is from a lady. Let's start.
Right, what's funny? Between one.
Yeah, I just can't get over it. Right, okay. Shoo. So.
She does like a two-in-one, just to let you know.
So when I met my partner, we were new to the lifestyle and we were excited to try it together. This would be my very first time going to a club, so you can imagine the millions of feelings. We got dressed up and had pre-drinks to get us excited and ready to party. I was feeling very confident and excited. We got out of the car and walked to the entrance, and just as we were about to walk through the door, the first person I saw was someone I knew. Someone I really knew. Ooh. Like they knew me as a child. I saw an old teacher that I was very close to, not in a dodgy way, but like a parental figure. My heart fell out of my ass and I couldn't even think about sex. Completely traumatized. Then it took me 6 months to even try walking there again, and I am now ready for anything.
What, even if the teacher's there again?
Yeah, what do you think of that?
I don't know. Because if I saw my teacher, I'd be like, you all right, Mr. Smith? How's it going? You never see them as a human. You never see teachers as human beings. I used to think teachers used to sleep in school. Like, where do you go after like 3 o'clock? Where do you sleep? You just don't think of these things, do you?
You didn't, no. You didn't think that they had family and kids and a life and did stuff on weekends. But yeah, but it was a teacher, but it also was...
So she respected.
A parental figure as well in her life. So it was a major, she knew him as a child and...
Yeah, I know why you've chosen that story for one. Uh-huh. Because you get a lot of DMs going, what if I go into a club and I see somebody that I know?
So that was my next question. So someone asked, can you be really discreet in the lifestyle or do you like... have to be really open and things like that? And it's like, oh, and then somebody said, because I won't want people finding out, or I won't want people that I know in the lifestyle. Like, but I always say to them, and like you said, if you see someone in a club or on a website or anywhere to do with being non-monogamous or being in the lifestyle, you're all there for the same reasons.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you want to be as discreet as possible, they're obviously probably going to be thinking the same. Everybody's really respectful in that sense. They won't go, oh, you never guess who I saw down here.
I don't know. Do you know what? It's a tricky one. Like, I always say, if you ever walk into a club and you see somebody that you know, I think the best course of action is to fucking own it.
Yeah.
Just go to them and be like, oh, you dirty bugger, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Because you try to hide it, chances are they've already probably spotted you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they are there for the same reasons as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And you can kind of laugh it off and play, and not play, but, you know, you kind of like laugh it off and just kind of like play the joke and whatnot. But I definitely just own it and have a really good poker face if you are definitely shitting yourself. but own it outright.
Okay, so I'll ask you another one. So obviously she said it's her, like, a very, like, a parental figure. And before your mum and dad found out, what if it was, like, your mum, dad, auntie? Like, a close family?
That'd be quite
family.
Weird if my mum, dad, and auntie. Well, what would you do? Mum? Dad? Auntie? Dog? What the fuck?
No. No, what would you do if, like...
One of them was there.
Back in the day, nobody knew about us. We walked into the club and someone... In your family circle.
Okay, I get it. I get it. But let me throw it back at you. There. Have they spotted you yet?
I don't know. Yeah, they've spotted
you. They've spotted you. Yeah. Right. That leads to a very awkward conversation, doesn't it? Yeah. Because if your mum's there with someone other than your dad, right, then you kind of be like, wait a minute, who's this?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, yeah.
It's a hard one because obviously...
I think everybody's going to be different on how they react. Different. For me, I'd be, if it was my mum, I'd fucking belt it out of there. Because I don't do awkward conversations. But if it was my dad, I'd be like, oh, you mucky fucker, what are you doing here?
But then you'd still walk out.
And then I'd still walk, yeah.
Yeah. But, it is a tough one because obviously you've seen them as a figure in your life. And I think it's harder for that as well. If you've not been close, it's more of a teacher relationship as well. And
yeah, and I to be honest, I just genuinely wouldn't know
what to do.
I genuinely wouldn't know. But then again, she might have this little teacher-student fetish. That's all I'm saying. You know, okay. It happens. People get it. People have it.
But back
Mr. Robinson.
But obviously we've had that conversation before, haven't we? I don't know. Have we had this conversation before?
Not about teachers.
No, not about and your auntie. Teachers.
And a dog ain't fucking...
Oh my God. About like our first couple swap was someone actually that Gage knew.
Yeah, because so I fucking shit my pants when I got that message on Fabswingers.
So obviously...
The side that won't be not mentioned. Rebuild my eyeballs.
We've spoken about the first time we've met and the couple that we swapped with was someone that you knew. But yeah, you were shitting yourself when you got the message because you were like, I think I know him.
Do you know why I shit myself? And a lot of people do this. A lot of people do this. They will never go, oh, hi Gage, this is da 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 da. Didn't think I ever saw you on this. Didn't think you'd been to this lifestyle. It's always, oh, my other half thinks he knows you.
Yeah.
Where do you work?
It's very secretive, isn't
very
it?
Very secretive, and it's like, oh my God.
Just say it outright. There's someone messaging
and
me
Mission
on
Mission Impossible fucking music going in background trying to figure out who it is, and you see like mathematician signs fucking floating everywhere.
Yeah, there's been quite a few people that have messaged us saying that, haven't they?
But I did do it. I'm a sucker for myself.
You did do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but a guy did message us on our old account and I knew him and he was married and I WhatsApped him. I said, hey bro, I think we need to have a chat. He was like, what's up, mate? I told him the site. He was like, no fucking way. No fucking way. His heart sank into his arsehole.
Yeah.
And I got straight to the point. I got straight to the point. And I said, look, I am not one to judge on what you do with your life. It doesn't affect me whatsoever. But I just want to let you know that you did message us. And we are not DTF.
But yeah, it does happen. And I think it happens more than you think. And I think it's going to happen even more now. I think with the lifestyle becoming more acceptable, it is going to happen. You are going to see people at a club that you know. You're going to see people on a site that you know. And I think it's just like you said, like owning it.
Yeah, it's all right if it's a friend you went to school with.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it's like, how do you handle it when you see your best friend with someone that's not a husband?
Just have conversation. I think just having conversations. What's that? Katie's like, that face is telling.
I'm just trying to think. You walk past a playroom.
Yeah.
She's getting frogged.
Frogged? You like a bit of froggy, don't you?
Yeah, frog is sick. It's like doggy, but you're getting your feet like that and you just hit from the back. Push down the lower back. Hits all the right spots.
Hits differently than doggy.
Froggy style, baby. It's the way forward. Quad killer. But you see you're getting frogged. Mm-hmm. And you both lock eyes.
Mm-hmm.
What? Even worse, you walk past the playroom, you see your mum getting frogged. Not by your dad.
It's a good job my mum's not getting frogged by my dad, isn't it?
I'm just saying. But I'm just saying. In context. In context. All right. You see your mum getting frogged by somebody else.
Yeah, it is a weird scenario, but I'm glad it didn't put them guys off. And I think...
Well, she got freaked out, but then...
She got freaked
she's
out.
She's come after a bit of thinking
it
about
6 months, yeah. 6 months later, it took her to go back to that club.
But do you know what it is? I think it's about having that mature conversation as well and just going, look, we're here all for the same reasons. We're all sexual human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone enjoys sex.
Yeah.
Most people enjoy sex. But yeah, it's just having that conversation with somebody and going, look, you see me, I've seen you. We can laugh it off. I'll tell you what, let's grab a coffee tomorrow and we'll just chat about what our night was about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it needs to be awkward, but yeah, but you can be as discreet as possible.
Online
you can be very discreet. But obviously, a lot of people want to see face pictures. And we won't see we have to see face pictures before we even start talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see, trying to build up a connection with someone without seeing that person's face and who they are and what they're about kind of thing. I just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All on the same site.
There's no worse.
You're all on the site for us, the same reason. The only problem is the people that I find that want to be discreet are hiding something.
No.
Like, a lot of people. So, for instance, single guys, if they're trying to be discreet, don't want to send face pictures, that's because they're probably married and the wife's not into it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I mean by that.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Because we've met people that are in fucking incredibly high-level jobs, Olivia.
Yeah, and I think that's why
they're... Heights, and they're like, we cannot risk... just sending out face pictures willy-nilly.
Left, right and centre, yeah.
A simple Google search will tell you exactly who they are. And that is totally understandable.
Yeah.
But also, you're right in terms of people that, you know, that might be single.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're single, do what the fuck you want. Like, who's stopping you?
Yeah. But, yeah, I understand, people being discreet in high-level jobs if they're wanting to keep it private and personal. And it's sometimes nice keeping things private and personal as well and just...
being discreet can be like, a little hidden pleasure.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, we've personally experienced that coming out public, and not only just coming out public, we thought, fuck it, let's take it one level up and promote the fucking thing.
It has changed the game because we're not sneaking around and being discreet and not telling anybody.
That's half the adrenaline.
It's kind of like the awkward conversations like we've had before, like, where have you been this weekend? Or I've been at a friend's engagement. What friend?
My friend's dog was getting baptised. I don't fucking know. But it's also, you know, sending face pictures as well is, you know, how many times, Olivia, have we, you know, got chatting to someone and... Yeah, banging bodies, whatever, don't care. But then they send a face picture, and without sounding like an absolute fucking dickhead, we just kind of go, appreciate the chat, we're just not attracted to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It happens all the time, so send your face pictures, guys.
Yeah, unless
you're an MP or something, I don't know. Send your face pictures in, but that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't. I've got so many flashes of everything, like a dog in froggy.
What?
Oh my god! But like a friend, like I don't know.
Like... But it's true. Could you imagine actually going to a club and seeing a family member there?
No. Like we've always said, because obviously we know Bailey, your brother Bailey, is in the lifestyle, but I couldn't ever imagine, like, we'd be like, please don't go to the same clubs, don't go to...
But it's different. It's different. So me and Bailey have a very strong brotherly bond. Me and Bailey tell each other everything. I love him like he's my brother, all right? Get it. But we got that relationship of like, we were like, yeah, fuck it, we'll go to the club. And even though I don't want to see Bailey frogging down someone, your mum, for example, then, you know, I don't want to see that, but I can be comfortable in the same position and communicate with Bailey and turn around and go, look, I'm going to go in this playroom here. Like, cool. And there's a mutual understanding. We've all it actually been spoken about going, don't come in here, mate. Don't come and play on the next bed. Like, go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Like, vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't want to see a family member.
But I wouldn't want to see my sister there.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So you're fine with your brother being at the same club as long as you don't see anything, but you're not fine with your sister being in the same environment.
No. Double standards. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. I don't care.
This is a very weird conversation.
It's personal, isn't it? It's very, up to the individual.
Yeah, of how open you are, and like, obviously nobody wants to see anybody.
No. Yeah. What?
This has probably like turned into a weird conversation.
Yeah, just like seeing people at a club.
Yeah. But yeah. I ain't got anything else for you. That was like my little story and a question all wrapped up in one.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's it.
This could be a fucking short podcast then, isn't it? What time is it? What time is it now? We're on 10 o'clock.
Oh.
Should we go watch some Designated Survivor in bed?
Yeah.
Now I've got some more Lindor chocolates as well. Should we scoff them in bed?
I don't really like Lindor chocolates.
You are fucking dead to me.
Oh, and last night I've told him, I said, he went, do you want some snacks? I'm like, yeah, I'll have some snacks. Anything peanut M&M's, Reese's Pieces. He comes back with a Cadbury's Marvelous Creation bar, and I went, I didn't want that, I wanted some peanut. He went, oh yeah, you did say that, didn't you, Olivia?
Yeah, all right, very cool. So I have ADHD, and I forget a lot of shit. This is why we come in hand in hand.
Yeah.
Because when shit goes crazy and everything's in chaos, I'm the coolest and the calmest. I can navigate the ship in high seas, right? But day to day, I'm like, Olivia, where's my sunglasses?
Olivia, where's my slipper? This morning it was, Olivia, why can I only find one slipper? Where's my slipper? It was literally in like just the other side of the room.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is one slipper there and one slipper on the other side of the room gauge? Why?
My low qualities are your strengths. My strengths are your low qualities. We're a match made in heaven.
But yeah, if you've got to the end of this podcast, I think we should let people know the date of the launch party.
Nah, fuck them.
No.
Nah.
It's the 23rd of September.
Snake. Yeah, guys, 23rd of September, we are launching our Swing Hub launch party. Not the app.
Not the app, I hope. God forbid it was the app. Oh my God, I hope we have an app by then.
I'm still riding this wave, just relax.
Feel like I will go crazy if we don't have an app by then.
Rewind button me.
Rewind.
Guys, on the 23rd of September, we are having the Swing Hub launch party. All details will be given out soon where you can purchase tickets. And don't forget, it's not just a launch party, black tie, but it's a massive networking event. So if you feel like you can contribute and come and network with people like owners of clubs, owners of like big event spaces within the lifestyle, it's all there to take. You know, you can meet Olivia and myself. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, and I just think it would be really nice to just get everybody together and have one big, amazing party.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, and just remember, it is not a sex party. It is not a sex party. It's a professional corporate event. Black tie. It's going to be loads of funky stuff there. Just to basically say thank you to everyone that's kind of contributed, supported us, all that good stuff for Swing Hub. And that's it.
Yeah.
Anything else before I wrap this bitch up?
I think that's it. I think that's it. I'm good.
You good?
I'm good for now.
Okay, wicked.
I'll probably remember something by the time we wrap it up, but you know.
Okay. Can I go?
We can go.
Can I go? Yeah. Cool. Guys, if you're on Instagram, please follow us at SwingHub app. And if you're on Twitter, please follow us at SwingHub. Yeah. Oh, FYI, no launch date yet. Relax your pants. We'll get there.
But yeah.
We've got a date. Not officially, but nothing official has come out yet. But yeah. Cool.
Cool.
Anything else?
Cool, cool. No, I'm all good.
All good,
all
baby.
All gravy, baby.
As always, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Love you.
Love you too. You should.